Hey there, Peace Seekers. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. You know that feeling when your mind is racing like a hamster on a wheel? Thoughts swirling, worries mounting, and you're just exhausted. Yeah, we've all been there. In today's whirlwind world, it's easier than ever to feel overwhelmed. Between social media pressure, deadlines, and the constant need to be on, finding inner peace can feel like searching for a unicorn in a crowded room. But guess what? You don't have to be a Zen master to find calm amidst the chaos. We're diving into the superpower of embracing inner peace and calmness today. Because trust me, this isn't about becoming some detached robot. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can navigate life with grace, clarity, and a whole lot less stress. We'll be uncovering 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner oasis, even when the world feels like a hurricane outside. Ready to unlock your calm? Let's get started. First up, practice mindfulness. Think of it as mental CPR for your overthinking tendencies. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your breath, feel your feet on the ground, savor that cup of coffee. Sounds simple, right? It is, but seriously powerful. When you focus on what's happening right now, you break free from those endless loops of what-ifs and should-haves. Ever notice how time seems to fly when you're truly engaged in an activity? That's mindfulness in action. Number 2. Silence the inner critic. We all have that little voice in our heads that's quick to point out flaws and fuel self-doubt. But here's the thing, that voice isn't always your friend. It can be incredibly harsh and hold you back from achieving your goals. So, what do? Start challenging those negative thoughts. When you hear that critical voice whispering its negativity, gently ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support this thought? Often, the answers will reveal how unfounded those criticisms truly are. And speaking of unhelpful voices, let's talk about number 3. Limit your exposure to negativity. Think social media, news cycles, even toxic relationships. You know the drill, too much negativity can suck you right into its vortex. It's like watching a scary movie marathon. Eventually, you start feeling drained and anxious. So be mindful of what you consume. Choose uplifting content, surround yourself with positive people, and don't hesitate to take breaks from the noise. Now for number 4. Practice gratitude. Ever heard the saying, what you focus on expands? Well, it's true. When you cultivate a grateful heart, your perspective shifts. You start noticing the good things in your life, big and small. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple joys. A warm cup of tea, a sunny morning, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These little moments can make a huge difference in your overall sense of well-being. Finally, number 5. Prioritize self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's yoga, a good book, spending time in nature, or simply indulging in a hot bath. Remember, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Okay, let me share a little story with you. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, your inbox is overflowing, and you feel that familiar knot of tension in your chest. Suddenly, you remember the 5 key takeaways we just discussed. Take a deep breath, ground yourself in the present moment. Acknowledge those thoughts, but don't let them take over. Remind yourself of all the things you're grateful for: your supportive colleagues, your ability to learn and grow, even the delicious coffee that's fueling your day. And then, make time for a quick walk outside, just 5 minutes to soak up some sunshine and clear your head. See? Inner peace isn't about achieving some unattainable state of bliss. It's about cultivating practices that help you navigate life's challenges with more grace, resilience, and joy. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Some days will be smoother than others, but the key is to keep showing up for yourself, practicing these tools, and celebrating every step towards a calmer, more peaceful you. And that's our wrap for today. I hope this episode has inspired you to embrace inner peace and calmness in your daily life. Now, go out there and spread those good vibes. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of calm. Leave us a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep striving for that inner oasis.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.